Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. All right, are we going to set the over-under on Mr. and Mrs. Swifty? I'm thinking 18 months. Anybody else? Anybody want any action on this? Because I'm telling you right now, this is going to become the biggest line in sports books around America. Taylor Swift and what's his name? Which it's one of the Kelce goobers, right? Travis Kelce. All right, so they've announced they're engaged. Woo! Here I am. I'm saying we should probably talk about the over under on the actual marriage. Anybody want to throw a flag on the play and say I'm not even sure if the wedding ever takes place? I think there are going to be some people grabbing that piece, right? And it's sort of like a wild card that they never actually do get married. Now, personally, I think they do get married because it's another opportunity for them to go so unbelievably over the top, which I think in many cases leads to rather short-lived periods of wedded bliss. Hit me up on the James River Air text line, would you? 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. First of all, are you overly concerned with the fact that these two have gotten engaged? No, didn't think so. But, you know, it's a distraction. It's a nice little giggle for a couple of moments. And for those of us who are actually married and have been for a long time, I mean, for a long time, God, I mean, a long time. It's like, I don't know, 105, 106 years that Heidi and I have been married. But you know what? When we got married, people, I know, because people told me afterwards. And I know because I've been to a million different weddings throughout the years. There were people in the crowd going, oh, it's never going to last. They're too old. And then, of course, the flip side is, they're too young. She's probably, well, she wasn't, and whatever, right? Because everybody's got to have an opinion. Sometimes I think to myself, shut up. Seriously, who cares? But in this case, look, they're both two gigantic, over-the-top narcissists. So let's engage in their narcissism. I'm willing to pay attention to them as they do this performance piece of getting engaged. I do believe that there will be a wedding forthcoming because, again, it's going to be a performance piece. I would also, let me go out on the limb here and tell you that there's probably going to be a dollop of virtue signaling during the wedding as well. I would, that's another piece of the action on this one. Look, there's the straightforward, do they or don't they ever make it down the aisle? I say they do. There's the over under. How long does it last? I'm setting it at 18 months. And if I were a betting person, and I'm not, despite the fact that I just bought a whole slew of Powerball tickets, because I don't see that as betting. I see more as diversifying my retirement portfolio. But that being said, if I were a betting man, I would take the under on that line. I would say 18 months is going to be the absolute outside big top thing. What do you think? What do you think? Publicity stunt, maybe? How much you want to bet she's got a new album that's getting ready to drop? That's another one. I would take that. That's got to be an easy money. I'm telling you, that's even money right there. I guarantee you she's got some sort of an album that's getting ready to drop. And how does she keep writing the same freaking song? I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Every song is the same. I dated a guy. It wasn't good. Now he's my enemy. Blah, 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 blah. What happens if she's actually, quote, happily married? What happens to her muse? She won't be, you know, musey anymore. What's going to happen? Is she going to start writing new songs about being happily married and doing the laundry and yelling at him to take his socks off the couch? I don't think so. And what about him? Kansas City Chiefs aren't doing all that well, are they? It seems to me like they're sort of kind of on the downhill slope at this point. Had a nice run. Congratulations. Andy Reid, who was a complete and total loser for his years in Philadelphia, could barely find the freaking stadium when he was in Philadelphia. All of a sudden goes to Kansas City. I guess there's nothing to do there. He's not distracted by anything, and then he could focus and win a couple of games. But, I don't know. Maybe it is a big PR thing. Anyway, I'm just curious to know what you're making of it. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line available to you. Oh, the first murder in the District of Columbia in 13 days. Here's another one I'm going to be willing to lay odds on. How much you want to bet Donald Trump is going to get blamed for the first murder in D.C. in the last 13 days. Guarantee you. All right, let's take a look at some of these great texts coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, Chuck does not sound all that excited about T-Swift and Kelce. No, I don't know. I thought it was a very heartfelt, aw. No, I mean, I mean, remember now, Charles Pyle is an actual newsman. Most of us are not used to having real news people in, well, our newsroom. So it's a nice change, I'll tell you that. But you can't look. I know it's not news like, hey, there's a big deal in the Senate or somebody dropped a bomb or something, you know, any of this stuff. But you got to talk about it. 804 says, Jeff, their divorce will make good material for Swifty. Absolutely. Guaranteed. Boy, that'll be a double album on that one. Woo. And from RBA says, Jeff, I say it's a publicity stunt for her album coming out. Plus, the Chiefs really are in decline. There are more important things than these two people in the greater scheme of things. You think? Yeah, no kidding. Of course, they're bigger things, but, you know. 804, follow Travis or not, like Taylor Swift or not, if they live stream the wedding, it'll be bigger than Princess Diana and Charles' wedding in 1981. Oh, absolutely it will. Yeah, it absolutely will. There are all sorts of new avenues available to them, right? Social media didn't exist when King What's-His-Face and Princess Diana got married. Yeah, oh, it'll be huge. 804, Jeff, please have Jeremy play Taylor Swift music during all of the intros. Followed by Carrie in Richmond writing, Jeff, please tell Jeremy not to play Taylor Swift music during all of the intros. Huh. Okay. 323, Jeff, I predict it will be over in 9 months. Not even the marriage. They won't get married. That's just the engagement. All right. 804, Jeff, I wonder what the prenup looks like. Anybody remember telephone books? Anybody? Yeah. That's what it looks like. And it's all for her. She's the one with the bucks. I mean, he's not doing bad, but by comparison, he could just be holding down the evening shift at the Chick-fil-A in the neighborhood. You know, she's got the money, and she's going to hang on to it, I guarantee you that. You know, she's probably also gotten the prenup that she has the rights to write the songs about what a creepy dude he is, because that's how this will end up, you know. Oh, it absolutely will. So, I'm just telling you, that's got to be in there. Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy is very upset. Jeff, did our show just become a betting line show? No, but, you know, it's the hand I was dealt today. Victor says, Jeff, the wedding's never even going to happen. Take my word. They're going to break up within 9 months. Why does everybody keep harping on 9 months? Does anybody think that there's, because I don't think so. I don't think that's part of this at all. 540, Jeff, I'll bet she bought the ring herself. Well, yeah, she's not going to trust some knuckleheaded football guy to pick out the ring for her. Of course she picked it out herself. Well, if nothing else, she's got a sense of style, and she's got boku bucks, so she got exactly, there you go. Susan down in Midlothian says, Jeff, I may be in the minority, but I don't give a rat's behind about Swifty and Kelsey. Well, no, I don't care either, if we want to be brutally honest about it, but, you know, it's in the news and I got to talk about it. Why buy the cow when the milk is free? It's a big gimmick. Well, I think there's been a lot of cow milking for a long time for a lot of livestock people and farmers and what are you going to do? 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 320, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. P in Hanover. And by the way, P, it'd be nice if you filled in a couple of letters after that. I know you're a frequent texter, which I appreciate, but everybody gets a little concerned when I share that. Jeff, I'm betting Travis's tux will be uglier than her dress. He's not known for his taste in clothes. Travis has made the last decision of this whole performance piece. I can guarantee you right now, he's not going to get to pick out his tux. That's not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Not gonna happen. He will be dressed by her dressers. Come on, who are we kidding here? Let's see. Anna in Williamsburg says, Jeff, I'm going to wish them both the best. Maybe it will mellow her out and give her a purpose. She has a purpose. She's a kajillionaire. I've always thought she was immensely talented, but once you start raking in the money at 10 or 12 years old, life is unreal. Give her a break. I hope they're very happy together. Oh, let me tell you something. Taylor Swift, when she was growing up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, knew that she wanted to be a singer, and she was actually pretty, well, she's obviously very good. And dear friend of mine, because he, Jim and I broke into radio around the same time, we just became the best of friends for years, and he was the local country music disc jockey. Ooh. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And she used to come to the radio station and she was just obnoxious and annoying because she just wanted to have him play her stuff on the air. God bless her. She was determined. And then her family said, hey, this kid's really got something here. And they moved to Nashville. And you know the rest of the story, as they say. Let's see. Jeff, you should also mention this is a real man, not a pretty boy like she's used to dating. Maybe it's a great match. Yeah, not really a pretty boy, but not really a the real man either. I'm sorry, not really. No, it's somewhat in between. Somewhat in between. And I'm telling you, the more time that he is handled by her handlers, the prettier he is going to become. Because he's very much, you know, set dressing. I would like to welcome Kilmar Abrego Garcia. You remember him, right? The 2025 Maryland Father of the Year. Yes. Well, welcome to my beloved Commonwealth. He is currently a guest down in Farmville. And my sincere hope is that he leaves Virginia ASAP, headed to his new home in Uganda. His attorney is making the argument that it would be inappropriate to send him to Uganda because he does not speak English. Well, okay. See, here's the problem with that. When they filed it initially, they said, well, he doesn't speak the language in Uganda. And then somebody said, well, you know, the language in Uganda is English. And they said, oh, well, yeah, he doesn't speak English. And then somebody else said, but hasn't he been here in the United States of America illegally for 14 years? Yes. And he doesn't speak English after 14 years? No. Well, then maybe he should have accepted the option behind door number one, which was Costa Rica. He would have been far better off, if you ask me, but he is here in Farmville. If you felt a disturbance in the force, that's what it was. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Anybody headed down there? You think we'll see any of the nitwits who normally assemble on Monument Ave to sing Kumbaya and hold up their rainbow signs and the rest of it? Are they going to take a road trip down to Farmville and maybe sing some gentle songs for Mr. Abrego Garcia? You think they know where Farmville is? You think they'd be willing to drive all that far? Well, I mean, most of them have Range Rovers, so it's not going to be a difficult drive. But anyway, we'll see. Hey, tomorrow morning, don't forget, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. Rich Herrera will be here. Make sure you are here for that. Smartest lawyer on God's green earth, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, joins us in just one moment. It's 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Not to worry. If you want my spot in the Richmond Marathon, you are more than welcome to it. I hate running. I only ran what I had to run, and then I ran for health. And then it's like, no, you go ahead. You go ahead. I don't mind the whole, what is it, running? What is it, 26 miles in a marathon. I just don't want to do it all at once. See, that's the little detail for me. Otherwise, I'm sure it's a great day, and people cheer for you and give you bottles of water and all that other good stuff. First murder in D.C. in 13 days. Guarantee you, President Trump's going to be blamed for that. It's amazing to me. Everything is his fault somehow. But has anybody else noticed what he is doing right about now? He has forced Democrats to come out and advocate vocally for criminals, for criminal acts, and now for the burning of the American flag. You know, Trump's an idiot. Is he? Okay. He's got Democrats doing all of these things, which, I got to tell you, don't play well with anybody. But I digress. Does he have the ability to issue an executive order that makes it illegal to burn the flag? Well, he says that he does. I'm pretty sure that there will be those who say that he doesn't. And I will take my insight on this from the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor, Joe Moreno. Counselor, good afternoon.
Jeff, good afternoon. Great to be with you.
It is wonderful to hear your voice. And I do need you to weigh in on this. Does the president of the United States have the ability to issue an executive order that says, that's it, you may no longer burn the American flag?
It's a tough one. Yeah. Putting aside, I think, many of our feelings that the burning of the American flag is one of the most disrespectful things one can do to his or her country. But that being said, you know, we have a system where we observe First Amendment freedom of speech. This issue has been litigated about whether or not you can criminalize the burning of the flag. and it's been found to be considered free speech. Mm. So what President Trump has done here, it's a little different than what's been tried in the past. He is saying in the executive order that anyone who burns an American flag basically in furtherance of additional violence. So, for example, in public, during riots or to encourage riots, that's prosecutable. So basically, if you do that, you might be subject to charges. If you burn an American flag in your backyard, as despicable as we may think that is, that would sort of be outside the realm of this executive order. Whether it holds up in court, if they actually try to enforce it, I don't know. It won't be an easy one. But I do give the president a tremendous amount of credit because he's doing things that so many of us have said in the past, like, gosh, why doesn't someone do this?
Right.
Like, the president has power to fight crime. Why haven't past presidents actually used that power? And so whether it's the burning of the flag, whether it's the use of National Guard troops, whether it's commandeering the D.C. police force, I give him so much credit for taking these steps. And you're right. His opponents on the left really don't know how to respond.
Right. I have to say that I think it's brilliant, Joe. I'm with you. I am repulsed when I see people burning an American flag. I mean, it turns my stomach because for me, on a personal basis, that is what covered my dad's casket and what I look at every single day here in my studio. It's right at the 11 o'clock position. Can't miss it. So very personal. I understand it's been ruled, hey, it's free speech. But you are right. President Trump is forcing people to defend something that, when you look at the numbers, is an 80-20 issue. 80% of Americans agree that you shouldn't be able to burn the American flag. And that includes a whole heck of a lot of people that would ordinarily be Democrat Party supporters. So this is a terrible thing for them. And yet they seem to be going all in on it.
It seems like, even though he's been in the political arena for a decade now, mm-hmm. It does seem like President Trump's opponents really have never figured out how to deal with him, because their instinctive drive is always to fight back.
Yes.
So he can say something that's 80 or 90% in his favor, and they will sort of reactively fight against it. And I just, there's infinite examples, this being one of them, that the burning of the flag. One being a few weeks ago when he took control of the D.C. police in Washington, D.C., which is an absolute mess.
Right.
What does the D.C. council and the mayor's office do about it rather than work with him? They go to court to try to stop him. They didn't get very far, but they spent taxpayer money, right, drafting a lawsuit and running to court to stop him from fighting crime in our nation's capital. Like, who would do that? And yet, there's a party that's doing that. So it baffles me when I put on my political hat and say, my gosh, why haven't they figured out how to deal with this man who's running circles around them?
Yeah, he really is. He's lapping them. And if I really liked them, I would feel bad about it. But I don't. So I'm actually I'm joining him for the victory lap. But let me ask you, Joe Moreno, take that political hat off. Put your attorney cap back on for a second. President says, hey, we've been able to make some progress in D.C., but that, as you point out, sort of an easy lift, right? D.C. is ultimately under the purview of Congress, and the president's got a lot of space there to operate. He says Baltimore is a bad place. It's dangerous. It's right up the road. Chicago is a bad place. Maybe that's next. They're lining up in both Baltimore and in Chicago to fight back against this. Does the president have the same ability to send in support or troops to Chicago and Baltimore?
It's a little tougher. So you're right, Jeff. D.C. is unique because it's a solitary federal district. It's the only one that exists that's created by the Constitution. So under statute, President Trump has the authority to federalize the police department under the Home Rule Act, which he's utilized. He gets 30 days, and then he can ask Congress for extensions. And as far as the Guard, the National Guard in D.C., they report to the president, not to a governor of a state. So he has sort of this twofold ability in D.C. to be very hands-on if he chooses to do so.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the rest of the country, it's kind of the same debate we were having a few months ago in Los Angeles, if you recall, where President Trump deployed the National Guard over the opposition of Governor Newsom, who didn't want the Guard, and went to court to try to stop him, and lost at the Ninth Circuit. Mm-hmm. So it's we're in that realm where federal law says the president can determine under certain circumstances if the laws are not being enforced to deploy the National Guard, does not need the governor's approval, but governor does not get a veto. So he could do that. So, you know, so legally, the law would be on his side. I have no doubt Democrats will go crazy, yep, running to court to try to find some judge that'll try to stop him. It's legal. Now, the question, there's plenty of good debate about whether it's a good idea over an extended period to use our military in that capacity. But as far as a legal perspective, yes, he certainly can do that.
All right. Well, you are somebody who has devoted your life to service. You are still part of the United States military. And I don't know if you may or may not offer your perspective on this, but if you can, do you think it's a good use of the military to deploy them that way?
You know, Jeff, it concerns me a bit. There is a terrible crime problem in certain cities like Chicago, and I am fully in favor of some outside-the-box ideas of how to fight that crime. And I do think the National Guard can be used strategically in certain ways to help address those issues. Even simply a presence in these cities, I think, can go a long way. That being said, the more we're using the National Guard or the federal military domestically, we're that less equipped to deal with external threats. That's one concern. The other concern is that, you know, with all respect to my fellow brothers and sisters in the armed forces, we're not really trained to be domestic law enforcement. We are trained to be a lethal fighting force. Right. We don't have Fourth Amendment training. We don't have arrest powers. We're not trained in non-lethal combat. So there's always the concern that lethality, if used here in this country, could kind of go sideways. So, through no fault of our service members, they're just not trained for that sort of work. So I'm rambling, but I think that the bottom line is I think it's a good idea under certain circumstances, and if used tactfully, tactically, yep, I think could go a long way. I don't think it's a long-term solution to fighting crime.
I think it's great analysis you're offering. Let me remind everybody, Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor. And you know, Joe, I sit here as an ex-cop, and I agree with you. The vast majority of members of the National Guard are not imbued with either law enforcement training or knowledge or power. I wondered if it would have made more sense, and if it makes more sense moving forward to say, all right, we are going to utilize some portions of the National Guard, but we're going to utilize the MP companies, where a huge number of those guys and gals actually are civilian law enforcement officers when they're not doing their duty in the reserve or the guard, and so they, I believe, would be much more amenable to the duty, I guess I would say. Much more focused.
This is spot on. No, there's two components of the military that I think are well suited. One is the military police corps, right? Yeah. Which is, you know, across the branches. They are trained in non-lethal force and crowd control and detention operations. The other one is where I serve, which I would say is the Judge Advocate General's Corps.
Yes.
Because we are prosecutors and defense counsel in the military, and those skills could be utilized by the Justice Department or locally, if certain deployments were done that could utilize that legal firepower, if you would. So yeah. I do think there are slices of the military that absolutely can contribute to a domestic law enforcement mission if used creatively.
Interesting. Interesting. Have you ever drafted a prenup in your legal history?
I think that as a young judge advocate, I think for soldiers deploying, I may have done that kind of work.
Okay. Do you want to give me an over-under? How many pages does the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce prenup run, do you think?
You know, for most of us, you probably could do it in a page or two.
Yeah.
For those characters, I think you probably need a team of lawyers on both sides to negotiate that bad boy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be crazy. It is nuts, and it's amazing that that has become such a huge issue for the day. Let me ask you about some of the other stuff you're doing, Joe, because we're blessed. I consider us blessed that every couple of weeks you can fit us into your schedule. Believe me, I am eternally grateful. But I tune in. I'm watching stuff, and I'm watching you with the BBC. I'm hearing you with this outlet, with that outlet. I'm reading you online. So for folks who don't get enough of you when you're here every couple of weeks, where should they be looking for you?
You know, I have a YouTube channel. I do a lot of BBC. I do a lot of Newsmax with Greta Van Susteren, who I think is awesome, has a great perspective, as a lawyer's perspective. And I write a lot for The Spectator. Yeah. So by all means, I love getting feedback. I love people giving me their thoughts, good or bad. I love taking the criticism either way. But Jeff, it's an honor to be part of the Virginia system and to be a guest on your show.
Well, you're very kind. Let me ask you about those BBC types. You know, I listen to a lot of British radio, and God, they hate Trump, and they don't know why. They just know it's like a default knee-jerk reaction. Why do you think that is?
I think that he's very non-European in that he's very direct, and he's brash, and he's willing to exercise American muscle, which we should. Frankly, we should. They don't like that. They're much more reserved.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is you're right. They are reflexively left of center. It didn't matter if it was George Bush or Ronald Reagan or whoever the president was here.
Yes.
However, when you kind of get past that veneer and you start talking issues, it doesn't take a lot for them to kind of scratch their chin and say, yeah, you know what? You kind of have a point there. Like, do we really want nationalized medicine, you know, healthcare here? Because
right.
Theirs is so bad.
Yes.
And they're kind of like, yeah, it's pretty bad over here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the reaction is to kind of be so critical, but they're not totally irrational once you kind of cut through that that layer of skepticism.
Interesting. Well, Joe, again, I'm always grateful for you being here. We'll make sure that we put up some links for your YouTube channel and The Spectator and all that other good stuff that you are involved with. I am, again, just in your debt that you can make time for us. You're a good man, sir. I appreciate it.
Jeff, my pleasure. Anytime, sir.
Thank you. That is Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor. What a good, good guy. And I love the analysis. I love the insight. What do you think? Have you served in the Guard or the Reserve? And I'm curious to know if, in fact, you have that background. Should the National Guard be utilized as it's being used with some of these law enforcement activities? Look, Joe is a career military guy. I'm just here to tell you that. And he's a brilliant guy. And he says, and I agree with him, not everybody in that world is necessarily equipped, ready to do law enforcement.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Functions. I do think that the focus ought to be on those military police companies being utilized. I think the Judge Advocate General portion of it should be utilized. But the rest, I don't know. I don't know. This is why I do like some of what's happening in D.C., where the president is saying to Terry Cole, everybody remembers Terry Cole, former public safety secretary for Governor Youngkin, who's now the DEA administrator and the acting commissioner of the D.C. Metropolitan Police. President Trump has said, hey, I want our guys out there. I want DEA. I want ATF. I want FBI. I want ICE. I want anybody and everybody who is in 1811 needs to be out there on the streets. And it seems to me that that's being very effective. The marshals were out there. I saw some photos of U.S. marshals out there in D.C. And the marshals, man, last thing you ever want to hear is that the marshals are looking for you. You really should just turn yourself in at that point, because they always, always, always will find you. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I want you to write this phone number down. Are you ready? 844-902-SOLD. 844-902-SOLD. Yes, that is the phone number for my friends, my realtors, Debbie, Sarah, Reynolds and Power Home Team at Keller Williams. You know they're guaranteed, do you not? I've been telling you about it for 10 years. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it. That is their guarantee. Latest example, Lawrence, super nice guy, decided to be really nice to his neighbor, his friend, and said, no, you can sell my home. Well, it might have been his friend, might have been a nice guy, but he didn't get it done because 185 days on the market, no offer, zero real interest, only two showings. Lawrence finally did what he knew he needed to do. He reached out to Debbie and Sarah, said, okay, I know you'll buy my home if it doesn't sell. Get it sold. They did it. They got him out from under the two mortgages. They got him out from under that $1,500 a month in property taxes. They got his home sold fast and for top dollar. Please don't wait 185 days. Call them on day one when you're ready to sell your home. 844-902-SOLD. 844-902-SOLD online. Debbie has the RVABuyers.com. Debbie has the RVABuyers.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.